controversy.
Cut out a cancer with a rusty butter knife.
You're listening to Boy Neil and House of MNSM Radio. Email in at boyneil at houseofmnsm.com.
Well, we're back. And last thing I was talking about, the thing that I really caught me as being interesting is it wasn't really until 1950 in the United States when everything that Martin Luther King had done and all that was going on, all the civil unrest in the South, finally forced the federal government to make legislation to at least get the U.S. in the right direction as far as anti-discrimination laws. And they're still not there, obviously, because this stuff is still going on. But here we were throwing stones at someone that was discriminating against the Jews in 1940 till 1945, and yet we're doing it over here in our own country, in the United States. It's pretty. It just hit me like, wow.
And you're reading that from an article, I'm assuming, correct?
No, it's not from an article. It's just some dates that had been posted. There was really no article.
Yeah, but you're going to start seeing that. Things are going to start to happen. We're not the sweet little people that used to really, and I mean even before we really stood up, but now we know that we do have most of the law on our side, mm-hmm. and we have money, and there is a lot of people who are respectful and powerful. And I'm sorry, you don't want my business, you don't want me in your establishment, fuck you then. It's okay, because the one right next door to you who should be a very good business person will be glad and happy to get my money, and I will work my ass off to make sure that that person makes money, and I will watch you go down.
Exactly.
Payback's a bitch.
Well, this is something that's now going on in another state, which is in Arizona. And I didn't put this together until I was actually reading an article, and I will post that. Arizona's state legislation has already passed, through their process, they've already passed the same similar type of legislation that they have in, I think this is the right one, yeah it is, that they have in Kentucky. And it's been now this week they expect it to come to a vote by their governor whether he vetoes the bill or not. They definitely don't have enough power for the filibuster. If the governor vetoes it, it's dead. This same bill, or one similar to it, was presented to him last year, and he did veto the bill. This year, he's given some indication he may or may not. He has not made his decision. But that would be in the state of Arizona. This article I posted brought up a big event, and it says, with major events approaching in the coming year, including the Super Bowl, Arizona will be the center of the world stage. This legislation has a potential of subjecting, and this is exactly what you were talking about, Sir Mark, has the subjecting the Super Bowl and major events surrounding it to the threats of boycotts. I mean, that is a true and a real threat nowadays.
Yep.
And it's the point. And again, it's not that being gay is the in thing, but acceptance. I think acceptance is a more popular thing. It's not just us that now will protest and boycott.
It's
a lot of our supporters, our friends, our families,
and other business who have put billions of dollars supporting us on the line and accepting us will now stand there and stand up for us. And we're lucky. It's not only our battle anymore.
No, it isn't. And it's really cool about that. And I love people. I'm sure you guys have seen the Facebook. There's a pizzeria in Arizona that posted on the window of their pizzeria, we reserve the right to refuse to serve state legislators. You know, those assholes. But what gets me, and this is the whole thing, is these states and where this is happening in are mainly controlled by the Republican or the conservative political party that is the one that's always in the U.S. anyway, non-supportive of our rights. They are anti-abortion. They're a part of the Tea Party. Their own, their constituents, their people don't want this stuff in their state, but yet to try to get their political point of view, which is supposed to represent the people, they're more concerned about their political point of view being the conservative Republican than they are about their own people. And I've talked to some straight people and educated people about this stuff going on, and it's kind of like it's their like last ditch effort. And I heard this from like three different people use the term. They said, well, you know, the snowball is rolling right now for marriage equality in the whole United States, and basically for full, you know, civil rights for all as far as gays, lesbians, transgenders, the LGBT community. And that ball is rolling so fast, it's kind of like the conservatives are putting up an umbrella to try to stop it. And it's just... It's not going to happen, but they feel they have to try to do something to slow this ball down, because so many states keep passing marriage equality, and everyone is just a loss to them. And
quite honestly, what is in it for them? What is it that they're losing? I don't know if they understand.
Either. What are they losing?
They're not losing money, really.
Nope.
Or could they be losing money? Because now all these lobbyists aren't getting these millions of dollars to stop or to work.
No, right? They aren't losing money. No, they have other things to lobby for. Insurance companies.
Okay.
Things like that.
So they're not losing money. Are they losing any of their freedoms whatsoever? So can they now not carry their weapons? Can they now not go and buy beer at
the
local
basically
store.
Religiously driven, and that's the sad part.
Right.
It's driven by religious beliefs.
Is it going to stop, you know, their, you know, roads from being fixed? Is their mail going to stop coming? Oh wait, it's already happening.
Is their divorce is their divorce rate going to go up? Well, that's a possibility. It might, because
why?
More men will come out and ditch the bitch.
It's only
maybe
a matter of time.
Maybe that's the big fear.
Pack of beer away,
they know
right?
That more of them will come out and finally. But no.
No, I've been honestly thinking about this whole thing.
It's just so religiously driven.
So why do people feel that they're. If you believe something that much, that's fine. Believe in that. I'm whatever. Do what you need to do. But. Why do they feel it's necessary to make everyone else believe it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, mind you, look at, you know, the Protestants and the Catholics. Like, fuck, they, you know, Moors and Ireland and England and everything else. I mean, it's just...
But then we always look at that because, again, that's mainly our religions. But you can say the same thing about the Muslims and the Islamics and the Israelites over in the Middle East. They're always causing this war and that war and that war.
Yep.
It's just different religions. We only see the Protestants, the Catholics, and all that because we live in mainly a Christian nation. You know, if we lived in mainly a Muslim nation, we would be saying the same thing about a different group.
But wait, realistically, how many Muslims are there in the world?
Quite a few, a lot.
I'm going to actually look this up.
You can look this up. It's one of the highest religions in the world. There is, if you Google it, you'll see there's a different order to it. But... And it's so much religiously driven, and that's the sad part. But and they're losing ground too. I think they realize it because more and more of the churches in the United States are becoming open and affirming churches. Or at worst, they're saying to their individual congregations, "It's up to you whether you accept gays or not. It's up to you whether you do same-sex marriages or not." And they're just saying,
"Well." I'm just going to stop you just for 1 second.
You got those numbers?
I don't yet. I'm just looking at the chat room. We got a bunch of people in the chat room. Hello to everybody. We got Mike in there, Nick, Pup Chomper, Pup Dakota, Slave Wayne, JJ's in there, the Gay Dragon. He's going to be doing his bit a little bit, letting us know what's going on around Toronto.
His big gay. Birthday's coming up.
When is it?
This week.
Oh, happy birthday, Joseph.
Yes, happy birthday, Joseph.
Anyways, Nick.
And I saw those hot glasses all over Facebook again at your events this weekend.
Those glasses, yes.
Diamond-studded glasses.
So Nick says in the chat room, excuse me, that they feel the gay is being pushed on them. If there's enough lube, it shouldn't matter.
That what? There's enough lube?
It shouldn't matter.
Or enough spit, either one.
Well, you know. Yeah. So, but now, how is it
pushed on them? I know.
Pushed on them. So let's talk about maybe that. Let's talk about... They're saying, well, I'm complaining that they're pushing their views on us. Yeah. Are we pushing our views on them?
No, we're not. I don't.
Why not?
But they do feel that
way.
Well,
why can't we just stay at home and not make such a big deal out of it?
Because we don't have the same rights. That's why. And we're human beings like they are. And what we're fighting for is the same civil rights.
So if they said, well, you know what, let's not just talk about it at all.
Mm-hmm.
We'll let you have whatever you need to have, but you just keep it in house.
But we'll have full legal
yeah,
civil
but
rights.
Would
that not be a positive?
But okay, perfect example.
They can't.
Last night we went to this restaurant up after the event.
That was an awesome restaurant.
Which was great, but it was really funny because you could see all the conservative people were on one side of the restaurant,
uh-huh.
and all the wild, kinky,
drunk
alternative people were on the other side.
Uh-huh.
And then the waiter, who was very sweet, very nice, was missing a tooth. Comes over and she's fabulous. Yeah. She goes, "Oh, my daddy's got one of those things you're wearing right now." And
what?
The father? She went to grab his harness. His harness.
Harness. She goes, "My dad is gay, and I was brought up by two gay men." And I'm like, "Good for you, girl. Cool. No wonder you got class." If I like something, now go get a cap put in. But that's. But it was really interesting how the restaurant was directly divided, which. I don't care.
Yeah.
Because you know what? They had the great staff to take care of us, and it made it. It was a great night.
Yeah.
It was.
Like you're saying, it's true. And even the wait staff, like the one on, like the one that one guy was definitely gay as hell.
Yeah.
Like just real gay. And she was, well, we're really not sure. Wonderful woman, great, well, half decent service. She whopped one of the guys with I think it was the menu or a box or something because he's. Doing this to me, and she went to hit on the ticket. My friend goes, "What? Some on the head?" She goes, "Hair." So I got laughing. I was like, "Oh fuck! You would have done that to me, bitch! I would have ripped his throat out." But it was funny. Yeah. Pop Dakota says we are not pushing our views.
No.
We are fighting for the rights. It's just like the Black civil rights. Mm-hmm. Is basically what Pop Dakota is saying from the chat room. I also see Nick is saying there's 1.6 billion believe in Islam. 1.6 billion.
Billion.
Nick, since you're really good at that, if you don't mind me, how many
Christians?
How many believe are Christians believe in Christianity? It's got to be up there. It has to be huge. But I'd be interested in a number. It'd be kind of cool.
But didn't you consider Catholics Christians? Because most
Christians
Catholics don't consider
that follow the
Christian.
Word of Jesus or the word of Jehovah or whatever the hell it is.
I remember as a young kid having that argument with my mother and father.
What
was
argument?
Like, I remember I said once, I says, "I'm a Christian." And they're both like, "No, you're not. You're a Catholic." "I'm a Christian." "No, it's Catholic. We're not Christians. We're Catholics."
Okay, so they're making a differentiation in their why.
Because to them, Christians meant basically Protestants, I guess, versus Catholics. And they really were brought up old Roman Catholic.
Right.
Where there is no other choice. It's either you're Catholic or you go to hell.
Okay.
So,
real old school type
real
stuff.
Real old school stuff. So. Well, we're going to take another break, and we'll be back on the air soon. A type of personal solution.